Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Now I know what it's like to be Brian Bulaga, who in 2010 stepped into the starting lineup for an old, broken down, washed up right tackle.
Innovator.
Couch loves to bring up Lou Gehrig and Wally Pipp. I hope he's nervous this morning.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I'll tell you this, I might be Wally Pipp. Wildy ain't no Lou Gehrig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
So, Tausch, this could either be really, really, really awesome news, or it could be really, really bad news, depending on your interests. But we will have football now every weekend until the Super Bowl in February.
How is that really, really bad news?
Some people.
That's my first question.
Well, not everyone. It's not for everybody. Not everyone likes the sports.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think the viewing numbers would tell you that a vast majority of people do. But yeah,
you're right.
It's. I think obviously for me, and I think for you, and for a lot of people, it's great. You don't have to watch it, and it is available to you. And I saw there was a preseason game last night. Obviously, Green Bay is playing this weekend, and it's, again, I think in this, you know, world where there's so much stuff that's polarizing and things that don't bring anyone together, football, I think, is, and the NFL especially, is one of the things that does. So while you're right, there are some people, I don't know many of those people, that don't love the idea of having football available to them Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday for the next 3, 4, 5 months. Man, I think the one bad thing I would say is that it does kind of then tell you that summer is ending. It's starting to wind down. That would be the only negative that I'd find when you made that comment.
So I might be one of those people that whose lives do not revolve around football. So the way that I watch a Packers game, like I'll sit on the couch and I'll have a book and I'll kind of glance up when people start cheering.
Oh, okay.
It's kind
of have a book.
I know. Or I'll be like doing the dishes in the background or something. But Tausch, why should I tune in tomorrow if I can tune in at all, if I can find it on ION?
Well, I think, one, your book got misplaced or your library card was lost, so you don't have a book in order to read. I think for, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the preseason is the most exciting, and it's something that, especially if you're a casual football fan, it's the most important thing. But I think from Green Bay's standpoint, there's a couple of reasons. A, Jordan Love is playing. First time that he'll be suiting up in a regular game without a red jersey on since he signed his big deal. But for me, the big thing moving forward is this defense is going to look a lot different. And Jeff Hafley has come in. You just continue to hear all of the excitement about what this is going to look like and how much more aggressive they're going to play. And for a lot of us that have watched, you know, with what Joe Barry's defense did the last couple of years, and there's a lot of people complaining about it, tomorrow night will be the first time that we see this live in action against another team. And I think for a lot of Packer fans, that's an exciting thing to see what this is going to look like and how, you know, how many more interceptions and how many more turnovers this defense can turn, you know, can get. That those two things, I think, would get you somewhat excited to watch, you know, what otherwise might be a meaningless preseason game.
Also, Tausch, we should mention that the kickoff is going to look a little awkward.
Yeah.
It's going to be different than we would anticipate.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'm still, you know, for someone that does this for a living and pays attention to everything that happens within the NFL, I understand the basic concept of it, but they stole this idea from a league that does not exist anymore. And that league then merged in, and now there's a combination of it, and they decided not to continue to do it. So I agree. I think fans are going to be like, what are they doing with this kickoff? There's no longer you know, the guys lined up on one side and another. Now there's like a little zone that you kick into, and there's not as much contact because if you're not having guys flying down the field, you know, 30 or 40 yards before there's contact. So I understand the premise of it, but I don't think people are going to love it. I think it's going to be a big adjustment, and I do wonder if the NFL is going to continue on. This is a total trial, but like a trial balloon of trial balloons that they're running tomorrow to see how this is going to work. But again, the fact that the other league is not even doing it anymore, the players and fans didn't really embrace it, that's going to be another thing that's going to look a lot different and be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Football is back, Tausch. Football is back.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think most of us are. And I'm also going to, just in case, I'm going to find a book, too, just in case this isn't as exciting as I would prefer it to be, and I can have that on backup for tomorrow night.
And that's right. We were going to, Michelle was going to sing some, like, Alanis Morissette or something, right?
Oh, yeah. What did we end up coming up with? Or is that going to get pushed off till another day?
I thought you agreed to sing, like, Toto or something, right? Like, didn't you say you'd sing Africa or some one of the...
Oh, I hate that song.
I guess so. That's not going to happen for us? All right. All right, Tausch. Talk to you Monday.